I want to switch gears just for a moment. If you've been in downtown Edmonton, you know that ground level parking lots take up a lot of space in that core area. And apparently some have been running illegally without the required permits for years. And now one city councillor wants to change that. But what does that look like? What would it mean for the core, and what would it mean for the people that own that property? And, you know, pushing them to do something, could that be worse for the downtown area? Let's get into it with Ward Métis Councillor Ashley Salvador. Councillor Salvador, welcome to 630 CHED Afternoons. It's nice to have you on.
Well, thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's great to talk to you. So give me an idea. From what I've read and what I've been taking in, that some of these parking lots or these areas have been running illegally without the required permits for years. And my question is, why? How does that happen?
Yeah, you know, it's a great question. And as you pointed out, we do have a significant number of surface parking lots in our downtown core, many of which are operating without a permit and have been operating without a permit for over a decade. And of course, to be considered a legal use as a parking lot, you need to have a development permit. So the whole intention of this motion that I'm going to be bringing forward is to ask the types of questions you were asking. You know, why has this been going on? How many are operating without a permit? And what tools and mechanisms do we have at our disposal to be able to incentivize them to come into compliance or redevelop into something that could add some more vibrancy to our downtown core?
So those property owners and those folks who own those parking lots then, are they paying their fair share of taxes?
I don't think so. You know, I think that currently, since they are not permitted as parking lots, they're actually treated as vacant land, meaning that they are not paying their fair share in taxes. And knowing that these are in such prime locations in our downtown core, that's very concerning to me.
Yeah.
And I think should be concerning to a lot of folks.
Well, it should be. And I guess I'm going to back to the question then why isn't the city, why hasn't the city done more, especially if there's revenue to be generated from this?
Yeah, and you know, it's not a new problem. That's the other thing. You can actually trace this back even to 2014. It seems like there was an attempt to crack down on these unpermitted lots and encourage property owners to redevelop. There didn't seem to be appetite at the time, and obviously this predates my time on council, but I believe the belief was that a hands-off approach would generate results, but fairly evident to me that was not successful.
Yeah, a hands-off approach. And I guess, and I wonder, Councillor, if given the economic times that the province has gone through, let's say over the past 10 years, if those who are holding on to these lots have been waiting, number one, to see if they can get more money if they want to sell them, and number two, yeah, mainly holding on to see what kind of money they can get and thinking, hey, I'm not going to get anything right now, so let's hold on and see maybe in a year, 2 years, 5 years, and now here we are 10 years later.
Yeah, and exactly. I mean, I think there's a situation where we have private landowners who are continuing to speculate on prime downtown land in areas that we want to see developed. And I mean, that's problematic for a number of reasons, but I'll just point to the quarters as an example, where the city has actually invested tens of millions of dollars into streetscaping and lighting improvements, underground infrastructure, park space, as well as different public realm improvements. There's also an LRT station. And right now, those areas are surrounded by vacant, unpermitted surface parking lots. So there's some financial consequences of this as well. You know, we need to be able to make good on our investment and discourage this type of land speculation.
You know what, in one of the articles that I was reading, Councillor Salvador, and I'm sure that you saw it as well, the executive director of the Urban Development Institute, a fellow by the name of Kaylin Anderson, said that, you know, filling downtowns with parking lots isn't ideal, but it's a symptom that the development isn't ready to move forward. What do you say about that?
Well, you know, it's not about forcing landowners to build something or to move forward immediately, but it is about making it less attractive and less lucrative to speculate on these prime parcels in our central core without a plan to do anything with them, because that if we look at our you know, core planning documents, things like the city plan, is fundamentally at odds with the vision we have for our downtown.
And I mean, you know, there's a lot going on in downtown right now. Is this just another part of it? I mean, obviously, we're trying to get the social disorder figured out. We're trying to revitalize Chinatown. We're trying to do so much. Is this a part of it, or is this over and above?
You know, I do think it's a part of it. From a vibrancy perspective, from a safety perspective, vacant surface parking lots are not doing us any favors. We want our downtown to be a walkable, lively place, a safe place, where people want to spend time. So phasing out these types of unpermitted surface parking lots, I do believe, is part of that conversation.
All right. Councillor Salvador, great to have you on the show. Thank you for this. What happens next? When is this all unfolding, and when can we expect to hear a little bit more when it comes to the numbers and that sort of thing?
Well, I'm heading back to committee right now, and after we wrap up a few items, I'll be making this motion.
Do you have any idea on how much money maybe the city's missing out on this?
I do not have a dollar figure, but once we get a better idea of just how pervasive this problem is, I hope to have a better understanding of that.
All right. We'll be following it. Thank you, Councillor. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Take care.
Yeah, you betcha. I betcha. Councillor Ashley Salvador represents Ward Métis in the city of Edmonton. So that's interesting, and I just think... You know, it's another one when you take a look at, revenue generating, and, Councillor Salvador believes that some of these parking lots, these surface-run parking lots running illegally without required permits, and, you know, possibly, you know, does that mean that the right amount of taxes aren't being paid, all of that sort of stuff.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.